This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, thanks for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us is Kathy Campbell, the Director of Program Management for True D-Smart UVC, a leader in the UV disinfection industry. Kathy, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters, Kathy, tell our audience, what is UVC disinfection and how long has it been used in healthcare facilities?
Well, Eric, ultraviolet light disinfection is a short wavelength. Sometimes I like to refer to it as a photon energy or a frequency. And this photon energy will inactivate the unseen microorganism by breaking the DNA strand. And to provide a little bit of history of UVC in healthcare facilities, it's been around for a very long time, in fact. In 1877, there was a Dr. Thomas Blunt and a Dr. Arthur Downs who found that direct sunlight quickly was fatal to bacteria. And even if that bacteria spent a little bit more time in the sun, it would actually disinfect spores. And then they found that diffused light was less harmful. So they found the blue, the violet, the ultraviolet rays of sunlight had the greatest bactericidal effect, and that heat really had no role. So it was here that the germicidal activity of ultraviolet rays were discovered. Just a few other tidbits. In 1936, Duke University used UV in the ORs after traditional methods failed, and they saw a greater than 11% reduction in post-operative wound infection rates. And then later in 1941, Infants and Children's Hospital in Boston experienced a 9.8% reduction in infection rates when airflow was treated with UVC. And after that, UVC kind of fell off the wayside in healthcare because the technology was inconsistent. But beyond 1936, water treatment became the most advanced and accepted UV treatment. And then finally, in 2005 and around 2009, the CDC a recommendation for UV to be used as a supplemental disinfection for TB infection control. And then finally, in 2007, the TruD mobile technology was introduced to healthcare, and through several clinical and scientifically validated studies, the technology now has proven to be very consistent. So there's your history.
Also, how does UVC help to reduce hospital-acquired infections? Get into some of those details.
Well, you know, environmental services within the healthcare support services department, clinical studies have proven that many surfaces in a room are left untouched. The ultraviolet light wavelength actually destroys the nucleic acids of unseen organisms. And these organisms can no longer replicate themselves and they die off. This enhanced disinfection reduces the risk to the patient by presenting a thoroughly disinfected environment.
It does make sense. So tell us, what does that actually mean for me as a patient?
Well, when you come into the hospital sick, you're already fighting to get well. And every patient with a compromised immune system is at risk for acquiring other infections if pathogens left on a surface are transferred from those surfaces via the hands of family or caregivers. When you, the patient, are admitted into a room where TruD has been used, the room has been provided an extra layer of protection from harmful pathogens that may have been missed by the manual wiping of surfaces. So UVC disinfection further reduces the risk to a compromised immune system for acquiring an infection during your stay in the hospital.
Today we are visiting with Kathy Campbell, the Director of Program Management for TrueD Smart UVC, a leader in the UV disinfection industry here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Kathy, for hospitals, how does UVC provide a return on the investment?
Well, that's always very interesting to the finance folks. So every time a patient returns to the hospital with a surgical site infection, or they're forced to extend their stay due to a hospital-acquired infection, the hospital will not be reimbursed. And when a certain threshold of infection rates are reached, hospitals are penalized even further. So when a hospital provides an annual number of infections to TrueD, we calculate the cost to the hospital for those infections, and then we calculate up to a 30% reduction in those infection rates. We then would add a recommended number of devices and calculate how long it will take to see a full return on investment. Not only will we see that return on investment, but we'll see a cost avoidance, and that provides an opportunity to focus on how to increase the revenue then.
And what would you say is unique about TrueD Smart UVC?
Well, here are some brief bullet points. TrueD was the pioneer in the UVC industry. I mentioned a while ago that we got our foot in the door in 2007 with our mobile technology, but our company's been around in the UV business for over 60 years. We have a patented 360 smart sensor technology. And what that means is around the dome of TrueD, there are 8 sensors, and they count those photons returning to those sensors after they scatter off of surfaces and return to the sensors. So imagine a tap, 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 counting hundreds of thousands of photons that return to each sensor. And because of the 360-degree capability of measuring photon energy returning to the sensors, TrueD can be placed at one location in the room for the entire length of the cycle. So the process of using TrueD doesn't require additional labor to move the device around to multiple locations in the room, for instance, one side of the bed for so many minutes and then the other side of the bed. Additionally, TrueD provides a robust program management plan for every TrueD device that's placed in a hospital. So we follow up with a curriculum that's robust, a certification program, and we follow our clients with joint review calls for a certain amount of period of time. We like to handhold, make sure that they start measuring metrics that are important to the hospital to prove and justify the purchase of these devices. So, and finally, TrueD is the only UVC disinfection robot that's been validated by a CDC-funded randomized clinical trial. So we're pretty pleased about that.
Certainly something to be pleased about, no doubt about it. Well, Kathy, it certainly has been great to have had you and getting this fine report on you're making a difference within the healthcare space. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Well, I can tell you that TrueD has a very robust website, and you can visit TrueD at TrueD.com. And there you'll find a litany of studies that can provide the confidence and the validation that you need to understand UVC and see that it's consistent in the workplace today. But also you can find the better study, and it's called the BETRD study. And if you just go to the TrueD website, you can find that, and as well as some other informative information.
Again, Kathy, it certainly has been great to have had you. Wishing you the best, and thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Kathy Campbell, the Director of Program Management for TrueD Smart UVC, a leader in the UV disinfection industry. And to learn more, simply visit TrueD.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.